welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Facebook Messenger. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. I would like to talk today about the free app that Facebook just released for iOS for dealing with your messages. It is called Facebook Messenger. When you install it on your iOS device, it will be called Messenger. And you will open the app. It will ask you to log into Facebook with your credentials so it can see your messages. And what this focuses on is not your feed, but the messages that are in your inbox. So once you allow it access, it pulls those messages into, you know, onto your device so you can read them and interact with them. You can also send new messages. When you send new messages, well, when you go into the app first, this is what it looks like.
Nancy, messages, heading.
You're in a messages heading.
Dear White, button.
There is this mysterious unlabeled button on the left-hand side, top left, that says Gear White. And on the
compose,
top right,
button.
There is a compose button. Then underneath that is a list of your messages. And on the bottom,
alerts are off for all conversations.
There is a dock that says alerts are off for all conversations.
Turn on button.
You can turn them on, and that's it. That's the dock. The settings have to do with alerts.
Gear White button.
So
AT&T network. Gear
to
White button.
Change alerts for your messages, sort of on an overall, the top layer, as it were, the default, you go into this Gear White button at the top left.
Settings heading. All conversations heading.
And this is going to govern all the conversations.
Alerts on. Alerts off for 1 hour. Selected. Alerts off until 8 a.m.
I currently have it selected so that alerts are going to be off from now, which is
8:23 p.m. Status bar item.
8:23 p.m. until 8 a.m.
8:23 p.m.
next morning. It does not have a real picker. So you can't really select a quiet time of your choice. It's either now until 8 a.m. or they're off altogether. So regarding these alerts, you can have them either off altogether, on altogether, or quiet from now, whenever now is, until 8 a.m. the next morning. There isn't really a picker, a way to make that hour, you know, that quiet time a little more of your choosing.
Help, licenses, help, location services.
You can set whether or not you will be able to put geo information into your messages.
Selected, alerts, help.
There's licenses and help.
Licenses, log out.
And you can log out. Of course, I didn't take you through the process of logging in. I figured that was self-explanatory. But I will push the done button, which is in the top right corner.
Messages. Gear White. Button.
And we are currently on that Gear White, which is settings. Not sure what Gear White.
Messages.
It looks
heading.
Like a gear shift or what the deal is.
Compose. Button.
The compose button is in the top right. And let me just take you into the compose screen real quick and we can show
friends
you what
or
it looks like.
Text field. Is 2 of 5 bars. Cancel. Button.
Cancel is in the top left.
New message. Heading. Friends or contacts. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
You type in the names of your friends or contacts into this text field.
2. Composer camera. Button.
You can take a picture and add it to your message.
Text field. Send. Dimp. Button.
There is your text field where you edit your
more
message.
Numbers. Return.
I do not see a way to add, to pick people from a menu.
Friends or contacts.
In other words, to pull up a menu of your friends and you kind of like select
send, dim,
them.
But text, composer camera,
there
2.
Is a 2 button that's right after the text field where you're supposed to enter their names.
Friends or contacts, text field, 2.
And this just
paste menu
opens
items.
Up a menu. It says paste menu item.
Capital R, capital T, text field is editing.
And it's actually
capital T. Tammy Grant Patterson.
Okay, I see what it does. You put in a letter, and it will bring up all the friends whose names start with that letter, and you just have to tap the one you want, and then it will go into the message. That's kind of nifty. Kind of clunky, but kind of nifty. So you tap the 2 button, and if you start typing a name, then names that will look similar will come up. So you can tap the ones you select the ones you want that way. Instead of having to type everyone's name in. Let's get out of here.
3 of 5 bar. 77% battery pop. New message. Heading. Cancel. Button. Messages.
So,
Gear White. Button.
That's basically how composing a message works. I'm not going to actually take you through doing it, but you can add people in that way I just showed you and write your message. And then there's a send button toward the bottom. just above the P on the keyboard, on the on-screen keyboard, I believe, where send buttons usually are for messages. Now that I took you through that, the compose button, we're back at that main, at the main message screen with this gear white,
Nancy Rumble, gear
set,
white
button. Settings button in the top left and the compose button in the top right. And then if you start going down
messages,
your list of
heading.
Messages,
compose button,
you're going to see all the messages that are in your Facebook inbox.
Jermaine Holloway, hey what, Nancy Rumble Prasinski, hello fellow Shroomer, smile, Colby Garrison, Julie Dawson, dear Trinity Long, Dana Cockrum Jardowski, hi.
And what's interesting is messages that you, that are sent from other people, you see their name come up first. Messages that you send to other people, you still see their name first. You don't see your name as the sender of the message unless you go into the message. I'm on a particular message here
Dana
that
Cockrum
I know Jardowski. I sent. And
Dana Cockrum Jardowski. 8:27 p.m. Dana Cockrum Jardowski.
That's who the message went to.
Messages. Back button. Gear white. Button. Aaron Baker Edgar. September 1st, 2009.
There's the name and the date, and that's me, so I know that I sent it. The conversations are going to be threaded in such a way that it's always, even if you're the last person who sent the message is still going to have your friend's name on it. So you kind of have to know, you know, what's going on with this. It will show you the latest message in the conversation. And if you go into the conversation.
Julie Dawson. Dear Aaron. Trinity Long. Dana Cockrum Jardowski. Hi, Dana. I'm sorry it has taken me so long to get back to you. I'm glad you finally finished your paper and can now afford to sleep a little. If you want to bring the book over tomorrow like you say. December 14th, 2009.
That was the last message in there. Open it up.
Dana Cockrum Jardowski. Aaron Baker Edgar. September 4th, 2009.
That was the first one.
Aaron Baker Edgar. December 14th, 2009. Composer camera. Button.
And that was the last one. So I was the one sending all the messages. She just doesn't like me. And of course, you can...
77% gear white. Button. Messages. Back button.
You can see this screen is a little bit different. There is a messages button at the top left. There's a back button.
Gear white. Button.
And then this gear white button governs, of course, the same settings, the alerts for this conversation. When you want to be pinged, for instance, if, you know, you get an alert. If a new message comes in.
Aaron Baker Edgar. Aaron Baker. Composer camera. Text field. Aaron Baker Edgar. December 4th. Aaron Baker. Text field. Send. Dimp. Button.
And there's a text field
text
down
field.
Here. And you can add a message to this conversation and you'll see it. And of course, your friend, whoever the friend is, will also see it.
Send.
And
dimp,
of course, the
button.
Send button is dimmed because I
Composer
haven't
written camera.
Anything.
Button.
And there is a camera where you can attach a photo.
Text field. Empty line. Messages. Gear white. Button.
So this is basically it. If you do go into a conversation or if you compose a new message, if you want to write a new message, whether it's within a conversation or not, or whether it's just a virgin message, so to speak, you can add some location information about where you're at and if you want to. I have not really explored how to do that, but I know it's possible. And so this is a very easy way to kind of check your Facebook inbox on the fly to see what conversations you've got going on and maybe to reply to somebody on the fly. If you really want to interact with it, I mean, like delete some messages in your inbox, you may be able to do it with this app, but I really don't think you can. I've tried the sort of pass-through voiceover, you know, double tap and hold gesture, and it doesn't seem to work with this app. But that just may be me because that gesture doesn't seem to work for me very well. So, you know, if people have success with that, deleting them that way, great. You know, let me know if you're successful. You can get this app for free in the iTunes App Store. It is called Facebook Messenger. Happy messaging, everyone. It is really simple as that to use. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.